A recent report by the Public Rights Project says that more than 50% of Americans have experienced what they call corporate abuse. This includes being stiffed in their wages, victimized by predatory landlords, and preyed upon by lenders, or suffering effects from corporate pollution. For more on this, we're joined now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Jill Habig, president and founder of the Public Rights Project. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. How did you come to determine what constitutes corporate abuse?
Well, we are a team of lawyers who've worked across the country in state and local government for many years, and we have taken on corporate abuse in many forms. So we defined corporate abuse as illegal misconduct by corporations, so issues like wage theft, predatory lending and debt collection, corporate pollution, and unsafe housing. And what we found is that there's just a huge and urgent need for government to dedicate more resources to enforcing laws that protect residents from fraud and abuse by predatory corporations.
All right, let's dig into that. What can government do? How can consumers be better protected?
Well, part of why Public Rights Project exists is to actually help state and local prosecutors shift a paradigm and dedicate more resources to addressing corporate abuse. One of the things that we found from the research that we did is that there was a huge demand for prosecutors to make corporate accountability a priority. 80% of the people we talked to wanted prosecutors to focus on corporate abuse along with prosecuting things like violent crimes. So we see a really big opportunity for prosecutors across the country to shift resources away from, you know, wasteful spending on low-level crimes and things like drug possession, and shift priorities into enforcing the law against predatory corporations that cheat workers and consumers.
In your research, did you find that there are any particular populations that are more vulnerable to corporate abuse than others?
Well, one of the things that we learned is that, first of all, it's actually really widespread. No one is untouched by corporate abuse. There are so many people that suffer one or more of these kinds of misconduct. But we did find that women, younger people, people of color, and people who are low income were disproportionately likely to suffer from corporate abuse. They also had more wide-ranging long-term effects to things like stress and lost sleep, to even, you know, lost jobs and lost money. But we see that really across the board, if these harms aren't addressed, they really undermine families' economic security and health.
This may go beyond the scope of your research, but is there a way to address trust in law enforcement? If we want to encourage prosecutors to enforce these laws against corporate abuse, could there be a problem with the victims of this corporate abuse not trusting law enforcement?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So one of the things that we actually found from the survey is that most people, only about 32% of people, actually went to prosecutors or government to seek help for these kinds of abuses. So I think that does go to your question about trust. But the other thing we found, and this is where I think there's a big opportunity for prosecutors to build trust, the vast majority of the people that we talked to said they would seek help from government if they knew government would be an ally on these issues. So this is where we really see an opportunity for prosecutors to build trust by actually delivering for people on the kinds of things that affect their daily lives.
All right. Well, we thank you so much. That is Jill Habig, president and founder of the Public Rights Project.